I think that's what Abel had at the beginning, a spiritual revelation that it wasn't the fruit of the field or the works of our hands or so forth. It was blood, and he offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain did. We find in Abraham and Lot the same thing in a choice, because Lot went down when the time come when the spiritual and the natural church come in a clash because of the herdsmen. They had to separate one for another. And whenever this does, it sets up a jealousy. We find out that Abel, because God had received him, and he did not receive Cain's beautiful big offering, and he had toiled so hard for it, was religious and bowed down and worshipped and so forth, done everything that Abel did, only he didn't have the revelation of what was the truth. So we find out that when God accepted Abel's revelation and his offering, it made Cain get jealous of Abel, and there was the first murder. We find out the jealousy become between the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot, and they had to separate. We find out that Moses and Korah had a clash also. Jesus and Judas had a clash. And as ever, it's been the same thing, and so is it today. The natural church and the spiritual church has a clash when they come together. Now, the natural tries to match the spiritual, always with a carnal impersonation. But as it was with Esau and Jacob, it will not work. God has his church called, named, set aside, and in the age that she lives in, he'll reveal himself to her each and every time. Just as he said in Romans, the 8th chapter, that the foreknowledge or predestination of God might stand sure. Esau and Jacob, before either boy was born, before they even had a chance to make a choice, God said, "I hate Esau and love Jacob." For he knew what was in them from the beginning. And we know, keep that in mind, he knows what's in your heart. He knows what you mean. No matter what we say, he knows what you mean. And it's always caused trouble. And the natural always tries, since Cain destroyed Abel, the natural has always tried to destroy the effects of the spiritual. We find it the same thing today. The very same thing today. It proves that it comes from Satan, because it's jealousy and impersonation of truth. So we really believe that God never changes his mind about what he says. He always keeps it true.